Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Joe Gill, Chasm Radio, your number one farm information station here in Central Minnesota. Good morning. It's a weekend already. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Yeah, talk to the folks over there at Midsoda Manufacturing for the very best in trailers and skid steer attachments, and maybe you're looking at next spring. Well, get your name in the hat, get your order in on your trailer, on your equipment. You can't be too early on that. Do so over at Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon, right off I-94. Well, we have some activities going on this weekend. Coming up tomorrow, Sunday, it's the Stearns County Farm Bureau, their annual picnic, lunch, and meeting. It's going on at Richmond Lions Park in Richmond, lunch at 12:30. Now, all families are welcome. Yeah, the mom and dad, kids are all welcome to attend if you're a Stearns County Farm Bureau member. And if you're not a member but you have interest in agriculture and being more involved, they welcome you. Stearns County Farm Bureau, it's their annual picnic, lunch, and meeting. That's coming up this Sunday. So hope to see you over in Richmond at the Richmond Lions Park as well. Yeah, pulled pork going to have for the meal. Going to vote on resolutions, going to have some door prizes, and also learn what your board of directors has been up to this year. Going to have some guest speakers like Minnesota Farm Bureau President Kevin Papp, and also some presidential candidates, as Kevin will not be rerunning for office, so therefore meet who could be your next Minnesota Farm Bureau president, and some area elected state officials have also been invited to attend this Sunday in Richmond. Hope to see you there, Stearns County Farm Bureau, and their annual picnic, lunch, and meeting. And lunch, once again, 12:30, coming up this Sunday. All right, your Central Minnesota Farm Report for this morning. Here on Chasm Radio, a lot of activities going on. National Cattlemen, they got together this week in Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of folks on hand. Boy, they had just a huge trade show. Had such a huge expo as well, as we heard some details during Mike Adams and Adams on Agriculture this week. Well, some other news as well as we go to the legislative side and our neighboring state to the east, the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, this week, longtime agriculture lawmaker Ron Kind says he will retire at the end of his term. Now, the Democrat told the Wisconsin media in a press conference, which was shared on his Facebook page, that after 26 years of representing the state in Congress, he says now is the time to move on.
The truth is, I've run out of gas. At the end of this term, it'll be 26 years of running back and forth to Washington, D.C., traveling around, in my humble opinion, the most beautiful congressional district in the nation, the 3rd congressional district. But it's an all or part of 19 counties, about 5 hours from north and south, and that takes its toll. And Tawny and I now look forward to the next chapter in our life.
Ron Kind of Wisconsin, he reflects on some of his bipartisan accomplishments, and he calls himself a champion for farmers.
I think our family farmers, our veterans, our small businesses haven't had a stronger champion on their behalf than myself over the years. The family farmers and the struggles that they're going for, under. I was a leading voice for farm bill reform, the move away from these huge taxpayer subsidies going to large agribusiness at the expense of our family farmers back home. And then fighting to have a strong conservation title, so that we are good stewards of the land that we're working and that we're using.
Some comments this week from Ron Kind, a representative out of Wisconsin, saying he will not run again and will step away from his time in D.C. He's now 58 years old, was first elected to Congress in 1997. Also busy week this week in the state as USDA Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Vilsack visiting Minnesota Thursday and Friday. And also, his topic's really concerning around drought. Yeah, that was a big thing. Also, health care was another topic. Now, up to $500 million in grants, they are now available for rural entities seeking support for local health care facilities, which have been impacted by COVID-19. We check in Rod Bain with USDA as more details and comments from Secretary Vilsack this week.
Designed to make an impact for rural health care facilities, tribes, and communities in areas such as COVID-19 vaccines, health care services, and nutrition assistance. Part of Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack's Thursday visit to Minnesota, as he announced
a series of grants to expand access to health care and to provide assistance for rural health care facilities and clinics that have had to deal with some difficult challenges as a result of the pandemic.
The recovery and impact grants, up to $500 million total, originate from the American Rescue Plan Act. Applications for both types of grants are being accepted through October 12th. More details about these grants are available through the Federal Register, and the application guidelines are available online at www.rd.usda.gov/ERHC. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
All right, Rod, thank you very much. Yeah, that report, and Secretary Vilsack in the state Thursday and Friday this week. A few other reminders, mark your calendar. Farm Safety Day is going to be held in Albany Saturday, September 11th, and that's going to be held at the Albany High School. Now, doors open at 8:15, going to have some live demonstrations by our area fire departments from 8:30 till 10. They will include a grain bin rescue scenario, PTO entanglement, pinning under equipment, also LifeLink going to be on hand. Now, all the agencies at the event include many of our area fire departments from Albany, Melrose, New Munich, Freeport, Avon, Holding Ford, St. Martin, Chain of Lakes, Richmond, and Melrose Ambulance, LifeLink, and Stearns County Sheriff's Office as well. So after 10 o'clock at 10:15 till noon, there will be some farm safety presentations in the Beat Auditorium. Now, you must attend those presentations, and then you'll get yourself a lunch ticket. That lunch will start serving at noon. We'll go till 1 o'clock, and meals available to the first 800 people on hand. So partake in the sit-down presentations. You'll get yourself a free meal ticket as well, and lots of local folks helping make this day possible. We'll get you more information on that as we inch closer to early September. But just mark your calendar, Farm Safety Day in Albany, Saturday, September 11th. And that'll be located at Albany High School. Hey, lots of fairs going on. Minnesota State Fair right around the corner. And Minnesota Pork looking for volunteers. Yeah, anybody who has interest in volunteering at the booth, they look for you to swing on by. Yeah, each year more than 1 million people visit the Minnesota State Fair. Minnesota Pork Board, their prime booth locations are located in the Dairy Building and Swine Barn, and it's a huge opportunity to make that connection. If you're a farmer in the pork industry, you receive some free admission tickets, you got a t-shirt you get to wear during your shift as well. You can serve some time in the Oink booth or in the promotion booth. Now check them out online, go to Minnesota Pork and see how you can register or call the Minnesota Pork Board office at 507-345-8814 for more details. And I mentioned state fairs going on, Iowa going on. They got a big event which is going on this afternoon. It's the 2021 Governor's Charity Steer Show. That's going on at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. That'll be going on at 4:30 as well, as they'll be auctioning off some steers and some benefits going towards the Ronald McDonald House, raising money for Ronald McDonald House Charities in Iowa. They've been doing so for decades. Yeah, this year's show is going to be an outstanding event, and that's going on at the Iowa State Fairgrounds later on today.
It's a wonderful event. You get a chance to meet some celebrities. But most importantly, I think it's what the governor's sale is about, and that is raising money for the Ronald McDonald House so that they can help families when their children are in these hospitals fighting these illnesses.
Yeah, it's a really neat deal on how to raise some money. Scott James, owner and president of James Oil. Yeah, for nearly 40 years, they're based out of Carlisle, Iowa, have supported the Iowa Governor's Charity Steer Show. So that's going on as well. Lots of fair time and lots of good things going on surrounding agriculture. And that is your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio for another Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Your weekly report brought to you by Mid-Soda Manufacturing right off I-94 in Avon.